Well, good morning, folks. It's good morning for me. It's stupid o'clock in the AM. It's actually almost 3 AM and I can't sleep. I've got a bout of insomnia. So I thought, I know what I'll do. I'll wear myself out by talking. And I see that Captain Jericho has been posting some quizzes for our American brothers and sisters and cousins and aunts and uncles and other relations with English words. And I thought, I know, I'm going to challenge you to some Australian slang. And I found 125 of the goddamn phrases. So you're going to have to now listen to me explain them all. So I've listed them in the post. I'd be interested if anyone does them, but I don't really care if you do or not, as long as you listen to me, because that's what it's all about, listening to me. Anyway, right, so from the top, a cold one, but of course it's a beer. Get me a cold one. Obvious, a beer. Number two, Akadaka. Well, this is how we refer to the band AC/DC, which most of you should be familiar with. We call them Akadaka. See, in Australia, if you've got a short word, we lengthen it. And if you've got a long word, we shorten it. Ankle biter is what we call children. Arvo, which is a fairly common one, you know. When we talk about the Arvo, we mean the afternoon. If we talk about Savo, we talk about this afternoon. Except it's normally this Arvo. I've never heard Savo. So some of these might be more local. Anyway, moving right along. Aussie salute is the wave when we're trying to get rid of flies. You tend to find them in warmer areas. Avo is avocado. Bale means, oh, fucking music, let's turn it down. Bale means to cancel plans. Bruce bailed means Bruce isn't going to turn up. Barbie, that's pretty damn obvious, barbecue. Bathers, this is a regional one. Where I come from, which is on the west coast, bathers are definitely more commonly used. It means swimsuit or togs, is another word. I don't know if that's in the list, but we'll get to it. Beauty, it's usually pronounced with a D in it. You little beauty. Means great. Most often exclaimed as you beauty. Is that you little beauty? Beauty, mate. Number 11, a billabong. A billabong is a pond in a dry riverbed. Well, it's basically just a little tiny round thingy. Round thingy. Gee, that's descriptive. Yeah, it's a fairly deep bond. Anyway, Billy. Billy's a teapot, usually used in the outback over open flame. 13, bloody. Very, means very, used to extenuate a point, you know. Bloody hell and bloody this and bloody that. Yeah, we use bloody a lot. I use the word fuck a lot. I don't know if that's in this list, but anyway, bloody oath, yes, or it's true. You right, mate? Bloody oath, yeah. Or I use fucking oath because you know, I'm an uncouth bugger. Bludger, a bludger is someone who's lazy, generally also who relies on others. When it's someone who relies on the state, they're often called a dull bludger. So people who get social security, which is money from the government, it's called getting the dole. And people who get the doll are called doll bludgers. Bogan, which is a word that most people are becoming fairly familiar with. It's a word used for people who, well, you know, rednecks essentially. Or if you like, just call your friends a bogan when they're acting weird. State I'm in, we've got a suburb called Logan, and people who live there are called Logan Bogans. rednecks is a very good word to describe what bogans are. A booze bus is a police vehicle used to catch drunk drivers. So the local police often have roadblocks around town where stop the road. They put roadblocks in the road, and as people pull out, you have to do a breath test. And they're called booze buses. A bottle-o is a bottle shop. And a bottle shop is somewhere where you buy alcohol. Brekkie, short for breakfast. A brolly, short for umbrella. Bruce, this is an old word. It's, apart from being a boy's name, it's an Aussie bloke. Not used very often these days. Budgie smugglers. What we call budgie smugglers, we are talking about speedos. And speedos are the little tight bikini pants that men wear as swimmers in swimming competitions, or the very vain who wear them on the beach. Bush, out in the bush, he's gone bush, means you go into the countryside away from civilization. There's another word in where I come from called whoop whoop, which means, you know, out whoop whoop. Meaning a long way away, out in the middle of bloody nowhere. Cab Sav is short for Cabernet Sauvignon, which is a red varietal grape. Cactus basically means dead or broken. Chock-a-block means full. It's chock-a-block. Chocky-bicky means chocolate biscuit. Chook is chicken. Chrissy is Christmas. Siggy means a cigarette. Clucky means feeling maternal. I don't think this is unique to Australia, but anyway. Cobber means very good friend. All right, me old cobber mate. I think this is a leftover from English times. Coldy also means a beer. Come over a few coldies, mate. Coppers mean policemen. Crack the shits. I've been doing that quite a bit lately, cracking the shits, getting angry at someone or something. Crikey. Steve Irwin was known for saying this quite a lot, an expression of surprise. Crikey, mate! Gaw, blimey! Real people don't actually speak that way over here, just Steve Irwin. Crook means being ill or angry, so don't go crook on me for getting crook. So when someone loses their temper, they can go crook, or if they are crook, are you feeling crook, mate? Means you're not feeling well. Oh, cunt, or the C word, used when exchanging pleasantries between close friends or family members. If someone calls you the C word in Australia and you haven't done anything to make them angry, then breathe a sigh of relief. It means you have entered the mate zone. Yes, as I tell people, Australians like to insult you. We only do that to close friends, otherwise we don't bother. My friends and I don't use that word very often. Dag. Someone who's a bit of a nerd or a geek. And that's actually the thing that hangs down the back of a sheep. Dax refers to trousers. So tracky dacks are basically sweatpants or tracksuit pants. That's where it comes from. Tracky dacks. Or dacks. Also can mean underwear too. Dardi. Now, this one I didn't know. Meaning cool is used amongst Southwest Australian Aboriginal peoples and has also been adapted by non-Indigenous teens. Well, that explains a lot because Southwest Australian people. I've never heard of Dardi and I'm from Western Australia. Dead set. That's an older term. Basically means true. Dead set, man. Really? Cool. Defo, short for definitely. Devo, short for devastated. You're getting the feeling here. You're getting the gist here of shortening and lengthening words. Drongo means a fool. Don't be a drongo, mate. Not used very often. A dunny means a toilet. Have you got the dunny, mate? Or where's the dunny, mate? A durry. This is an old term, not used very often. Cigarette. Esky, an insulated container that keeps things cold. So everyone's got eskies here. And I think in New Zealand they're called chili bins. Chili bins. That's my best New Zealand accent. Facey means Facebook. I have never heard Facebook being called Facey before. Fair dinkum. Yeah, that gets used. Fair dinkum, mate. Honestly? Yeah, honestly. Flanny or flanno means a flannelette shirt, usually worn by bogans. flat out means really busy. Flat out like a lizard drinking. As busy as a bee. And flat out also means going really, really fast. He went flat out down the road. Footy, usually, again, this, it says here, is football, AFL, Aussie rules, but it depends on which state you're in. Footy generally here means rugby. Frothy, excuse me, means beer. Not heard that one. Oh, this one I've used before. Fuck me dead. that's unfortunate. That surprises me. Usually is fuck me dead and call me Sally. Or fuck me dead. Or bend me over and call me Justin. Anyway, I digress. Furphy. Rumours or stories that are improbable or absurd. That's a real furphy. G'day, you all know, means hello. G'day, mate. Galah, it's an Australian cockatoo with a reputation for not being bright, hence a galah is also a stupid person. We generally don't use the word galah very often anymore. Gnarly, this is used by surfers quite a bit, means awesome, often used by surfers. Oh, it says often used by surfers. Oh, number 60. Going off, busy, lots of people, angry person. He's going off. Usually the phrase is he's going off like a frog in a sock. Good on ya, means good work. Goon, the best invention ever produced by mankind. Goon is a cheap boxed wine that will inevitably become an integral part of your Australian backpacking experience. Yeah, it's a very derogatory term. There's nothing wrong with our boxed wine here. Hard yakka means hard work. Heaps, loads, lots, many. Oh, she went out heaps times. Well, I don't think that's anything unique to this country. Hoon, short for hooligan, normally driving badly. Iffy, it was a bit iffy, or the cheese was a bit iffy, the milk was a bit iffy. Means a bit risky or unreasonable. Knickers, which refer to underdacks or undies. Female underwear. A lappy, short for laptop. Larrikin, someone who's always up for a laugh, bit of a harmless prankster. Legless, someone who is really drunk. Which I would know nothing about. Lollies means sweets, or, you know, lollies. That wouldn't have thought it was a slang term. Macca's refers to McDonald's. It's also called Mickey D's, or the Golden Arches restaurant. Manchester, meaning sheets, linen. If you're from England, finding a department within a shop called Manchester could seriously confuse you. And there is a tale behind why it's called Manchester. But you need to go and find some from that part of the world and ask them. Mongrel, someone who's a bit of a dick. And you're going, oh, what's a dick? Oh, someone who's a bit of a turd. Dickwad. Drongo. You get the, yeah, I'm using slang terms to define the word mongrel. Idiot, essentially. Mozzie, short for mosquito. No drama. No dramas. No problem. It's okay. No worries. No problem. It's okay. So we use no dramas, no worries, or no workers. And most people have heard me say no problemo. Or you might hear us say no fucking worries, which means no fucking worries. Nutty means naked. Outback is the interior of Australia. The outback is more remote than those named the bush. So, yeah, you've got the bush and then you've got the outback. Pash means to kiss someone. So if you want to pash someone, it means you want to kiss them, or if you are pashing them, you are kissing them. Piece of piss means it's easy. Piss off means go away, get lost, get fucked, essentially. Piss up is a party, a get together, and in Australia most social occasions involves alcohol, because piss is generally referred to as alcohol, and it's got piss to urinate. Well, piss is actually something where you're urinating, but also means alcohol. Got some piss, which means alcohol, usually beer. Pissed means intoxicated, drunk. Pissed off means you're annoyed. And I wonder if this has got taking the piss, which means to take the mickey, to poke fun. It's usually what I do when I'm talking to people. Not everybody gets it. Okay, where are we? Rack off, the less offensive way to tell someone to fuck off. Yeah, not used very often. Wrapped means very happy. Reckon, you for sure. You reckon? Rally or rello means relatives, or we call them the rels. Ripper, you little ripper, means fantastic, great. A root rat is someone who enjoys sex, maybe a little too much. We usually refer to men as root rats. The word root is not on here, but that means basically to have sex, which is why you won't find root beer actually on shelves in this country. It's actually called sarsaparilla here. Rooted means tired or broken. Also is a word for sex. Someone was rooted means someone had sex with them. Runners. Trainers, sneakers, tennis shoes, you get the gist. Sanger, short for sandwich. Servo is short for a service station or garage, you know, where you fill up with fuel or petrol or gas. A shark biscuit, oh, not heard this term. Kids at the beach, interesting. A Sheila is a woman, so a Bruce is a man, Sheila is a woman. Shoot through means to leave. Sick means awesome. That's really sick, mate. Not used that often anymore. A sickie is basically taking a day off work. To pull a sickie would be to take a day off when you aren't actually sick. Such it's called not pulling a sickie, it's called chucking a sickie. Time-honoured Australian action. Skull means basically to knock back a beer without stopping. And you hear them in pubs going, skull, 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 skull. A slab is a carton of beers. A snag is a sausage. Oh, my God, a stiffy is. Oh, God, yes. Is it an erection? I thought that's an election for a minute. Stoked means happy or pleased. Straya means Australia. Struth, an exclamation of surprise. So you've got bloody struth or fucking struth. And yeah, you get the picture. Stubby is a bottle of beer. A stubby holder is basically a rubber thingy. So your hands don't get cold when holding your beer and stop your hands making your beer warm. I think it's also got other derogatory meanings, but we won't go into those. Stuffed means, it says tired. Stuffed generally means, yeah, it does mean tired, but also means you've eaten too much. Sunnies, short for sunglasses. Swag is a single bed you can roll up, a bit like a sleeping bag, and usually sleep outside in a swag. No tent. Tea refers to dinner. This is a leftover English term. A tinny is a can of beer or a small boat. Thongs, what you call flip-flops. Do not be alarmed if your newfound Australian friend asks you to wear thongs to the beach. They are most likely expressing the concern of the hot sand on your delicate feet, not anal floss or G-strings. True blue means genuinely Australian, not used that often anymore. Tucker is food. Bush tucker tends to be food found in the outback, such as witchetty grubs. Excuse me. Two up, it's a gambling game played on Anzac Day, chucking two coins in the air. Yui, to take a U-turn when driving. Up yourself means you're stuck up. Oh, God, she was so up herself. Whoop whoop. Oh, I mentioned that. Middle of nowhere that he lives out. Whoop whoop. And ya means you. And lucky last, yous, which is a plural of you. Yous, mate. Only spoken by bogans. Well, I hope you've enjoyed that. I've certainly enjoyed reading that out loud. It said it should have taken 9 minutes to read. That's taken me 23. But, you know, I don't talk all that fast. I hope you've enjoyed it. So long, motherfuckers.